New medical studies are reinforcing something the American Heart Association has been telling us and retelling us: limit salt. We're happy to have with us Dr. Susan Bennett, cardiologist with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to WTOP, doctor.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There's been some talk lately, anyway, that healthy people need not worry much about how much sodium or salt they take in. So there have been some mixed messages. Could you put us straight on that?
Yeah, there have been some mixed messages. And remember, there is a huge body of literature in the scientific community about salt. So there's always going to be some disparate studies that tell us, maybe it's not so bad. And then the other ones that tell us, hey, this really puts us at risk as a nation for strokes and heart attacks. And what the American Heart Association wisely did was really took a great survey of all the literature that was available. And they had many people look at it. And in the final analysis, the data truly supports that we should be eating less salt in our diet. And I think most of us intuitively know it. When we go out for lunch and we have, this incredible salty meal, you spend the next hour or so going, oh, man, why did I have so much salt? Mm-hmm. I'm so thirsty now.
So how much is too much?
Well, the American Heart Association has set at the guideline of 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. The prior guidelines had been about 2,000 to 2,500, but most Americans are probably taking in closer to 3,500 to 4,000 milligrams. So ideally, 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day is the goal, but also the message, and this is what the American Heart Association said too, and this is what I tell my patients, start just by cutting back. If you're somebody who has a high salt intake, you're going to get a lot of benefit of cutting out 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of salt for the initial start, and then you can work on getting to the real goal.
What's the best way to cut back? Is it the salt shaker on the table, or is it snack foods, processed foods?
Most of the salt that we take in is not with the salt shaker. About 80% of the salt that we take in is already in the food. And many of us lead very busy lives, so we tend to eat pre-prepared foods or get fast food or eat at restaurants. And then you have very little control over the salt content. Some restaurants are now posting salt content, and, of course, any food that you buy in a grocery store will have the sodium or the salt label and content on the back. So to really understand how much salt you're eating, you kind of have to do a salt diary, as I would say, and do it over 3 to 7 days and figure out how much salt you're taking in. And I think people would be surprised at how much salt is in things. For like a typical breakfast, if you have a bagel and cream cheese, that's 500 milligrams of sodium right there. So that's
third of the way there.
That's a third. And that's not counting lunch and dinner and anything you might eat in between.
Mm-hmm. All right. We love our salt, I guess, in this country, but we need to cut back. Actually, around the world, I guess there's a need to really cut back everywhere.
There is. And there's something called salt accommodation. So what happens is that we get very used to having salt in our diet, and our tongues and our brains are very tuned in to having a lot of salt. So when you withdraw it, it feels, to your mouth and in your brain that you're hardly, the food has no taste. But if you do this for 7 days and really diligently cut out the amount of salt that you have in your diet, your brain and your tongue actually reaccommodate, and again, the food tastes good. But you sort of have to go through a salt withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it.
All right.
Because what we're talking about is eliminating high blood pressure and other vessel damage that can occur with a high salt diet. And, of course, long-term, that can lead to heart attacks and strokes, which is the number one killer of both men and women in the United States.
Doctor, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Susan Bennett, cardiologist, MedStar Washington Hospital Center.